Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back and thank you for joining us. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. I want to give the listeners a high five because we got two emails in the last week from wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And it really, it's like the difference getting those emails is like so warm and fuzzy, you know.
Somebody's listening to us.
It gave our lives meaning and purpose. So, wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And it's on all the ads, too. So if you're reading the newspaper or popping up ads on your internet, you'll see it.
Yeah, Behavioral Health puts this radio show out to inform the community, but also if the community would like to hear about a particular subject on mental health, you know, more than glad we would. We have Scott. Scott has a team of research people.
I've got a production team.
We can always find somebody. If we don't have somebody at Behavioral Health, an expert on it, we have very qualified staff here at Behavioral Health, Scott can probably do some research and have a guest. A well-renowned guest.
We have fun tracking stuff down. Yes. And it's amazing how giving the mental health community is in general. I mean, when you talk to these people who are, you know, authors or PhD people and really dialed up people with very serious, busy careers, and you say, hey, we're out here in Imperial County and we're really, you know, looking for some stuff to help inform our community about stuff that they can use to support their wellness. People give that hour up and they come in and do shows. We've been really blessed with some really interesting shows.
So again, if our listeners are interested in a certain topic, please email us at
wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And you just do the dot period. You don't actually spell D-O-T.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad we got that out of the way, huh?
Yes.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It. Hey, we are joined today by Renee Felix and program supervisor for children's. Program supervisor for a while now, huh? I mean.
Yeah, Scott. I think I'm close to about 6 years now. So we've been here as a program supervisor. So here at Children's Department. So it's been fun.
And Stephanie Grijalva. How long have you been psychiatric social worker, Stephanie?
It's been 3 years now. 3 years with the county, mm-hmm. with Imperial County.
Nice. And
how many with you, Scott?
Decades. Decades. Couple decades, anyway.
Yeah.
So, anyway, glad you guys are aboard and really appreciate the things that you... You know, it's funny because the face of mental health, you know, we see it because we work with it every day, but the face of mental health is so... You guys are, you know, like regular people. You're nice. You're kind. I think you guys realize the challenges of when families come in and they're scared, they're worried, they're not sure, they're certainly not at least ambivalent, right? I mean, they're at least part of me wants to be here maybe, but part of me definitely wants to avoid this. I mean, think about it. It's like, you know, think about going to the dentist office or something, right? It's like, you know, we're not all signing up and just charging down there, right? Even though maybe that would be good.
But to give our parents an idea of what an assessment is, can you walk us through it? What is it? What kind of questions do you ask? And do you fill out forms? Do parents fill out forms? You know, do you do, or do you kind of look into this, glass ball thing? I don't know.
No, yeah. Normally when we do provide an appointment schedule, once they make an appointment with us or they're referred to us, they are scheduled for an intake assessment. An intake assessment in which they'll meet with a clinician, like myself, and normally they would be asked to arrive maybe 45 minutes to 30 minutes early just to fill out some paperwork. We do have paperwork for them. It is a lengthy process at first, but after that process, I mean, your appointments are right on time, and quick and in and out. And I know people
So the paperwork's a one-time deal.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.